A while ago in India, there was a man. And this man was a very, very, very holy man. He lived in a very simple hut, and he had a very simple lifestyle, and every day he prayed to Lord Vishnu, which is one of the threefold embodiments of...
Yeah.
But Manda Baba, he was a little bit... He wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer. He was a bit cracked in the head. And he really did not understand that, well, that people wanted to help him.
Yes.
And so one day, Manda Baba was sitting in his hut praying, and he heard a knock on the door. And he opened the door, and there was a man outside, and the man yelled, "Manda Baba, Manda Baba! Oh, come quick, there's a flood coming, quick, it'll drown you, come Manda Baba!" Oh. And Manda Baba said, "Oh no, 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 no. I will not go, because God will save me from the flood. It's alright, you go, save yourself." And so the man ran away. Then the flood came. Manda Baba was up to his neck in water, in his hut. And he heard a car driving by. Now, this car was all completely submerged, and it was really going very slowly through the water. And then a window opened, and they yelled, "Manda Baba, Manda Baba!" Everybody who was in the car yelled, "Manda Baba!" And they said, "Manda Baba, come with us! We're escaping the flood! Come on, Manda Baba, save yourself!" And Manda Baba said, "Oh no, I will not save myself. God will save me. It's okay, you go and save yourself." And so the car drove along. Now, by this time, Manda Baba was completely submerged in water, so he swam up to the roof of his hut, and he climbed up and stood on the top and began praying. And he said, "Om Namo Narayanaya," and he was praying to Lord Vishnu to come and save him. After a boat came along, now Manda Baba was up to his waist in water again, and everybody in the boat yelled to Manda Baba, "Manda Baba, Manda Baba, come with us, we're escaping the flood! Come, Manda Baba, come! Save yourself!" And Manda Baba said, "Oh no, God will save me. You go along, save yourself. It is okay." And so the people in the boat rowed along. Now, after a few more hours, Manda Baba was completely submerged in water up to his neck.
Yes.
And he was just standing there and praying to Lord Vishnu, and he heard this whirring sound, and he looked up, and there was a helicopter. And the people in the... There was a rope ladder dangling down from the helicopter, and there was a man on the top of the rope ladder.
"Manda Baba! Manda Baba! Grab hold of the ladder, Manda Baba!"
And Manda Baba said, "Oh no! Go along! Go along in your pelicopter, or what it is! Go along in your newfangled gadgets!" And the people in the helicopter went along. Sadly, Manda Baba drowned in the flood. Now, Manda Baba had been a very, very devout person. He followed all the values of Hinduism, and he wouldn't hurt a fly. And so, he went to the realm of consciousness called Vaikuntha, which is the abode of Lord Vishnu. He wanted to see Lord Vishnu and wonder and ask him why Lord Vishnu didn't save him. But there was a long, long line. A long line. He waited for years in that line. And all the time, his tiny little brain was thinking one thing. Why didn't he save me? And finally, Manda Baba went into the room, and there was Lord Vishnu. And Manda Baba prostrated at his feet, and he looked up at Lord Vishnu with devotion in his eyes, and he said, "Oh, Lord Vishnu, I am infinitely graced with your presence, but please tell me, I have but one question. Why didn't you save me?" And Lord Vishnu looked down and said, "Manda Baba, Manda Baba, Manda Baba. I tried, you know. I sent my messenger, but you didn't listen to him. I sent some people in a car, but you didn't listen to them. I sent some people in a boat, and you didn't listen to them. I even sent my own personal helicopter. But what do? Not listen to them. Manda Baba, there's something you must realize. And that is this. When people help other people, they're doing God's work through their hands. Thank you.